What would need to happen? Who would I need to be? What behavior would I need to actually be focused on all day long? Quick check-in. Is this helpful at all for you guys? Because this behavioral change stuff is probably more important than teaching you skill. I went through an exercise with our team yesterday, and I thought it might be really helpful for you guys to get an insight to and around at the same time as well. I'll absolutely get into questions. The purpose of this call is to get into questions and help you guys out and all sorts of stuff as well. But I have two questions I want to ask you guys first, right? And I want you guys to be interactive with me. Are you guys cool to be interactive with me today? Yep. Getting a commitment on that? Awesome. When you guys are checking the chat, what the biggest highlight for the month so far has been for you guys? It can be business, it can be X amount of clients signed, it could be that I got out of my own way or whatever it is, it could be that I ended up in a position where we ended up collecting more cash, it could be that I didn't end up signing a whole bunch of clients, but what ended up happening was like I see the progress that we did make or whatever it is at the same time too. I want you guys to look at the business and look at it like a highlight reel or yourselves, your own personal commitments or whatever it is. I want you guys to look at the past month and think about what's the biggest highlight you guys have had for the past month so far, if that makes sense. And I want you guys to take a moment to actually chuck that in the chat. And remember, you guys committed to playing full out here, right? Shuj, wedding, honeymoon, started the PS program on Monday. I actually started the action program. Cool. Good stuff. I would love to see some other answers in there as well, because I got commitments from you guys, right? There is method and reason to my rhyme and everything here at the same time too. Working system in place to bring in sales calls and meetings every day. I think that's something worth being celebrated, Jody. Zilch clients, but hit a spot where clarity and consistency is flowing better in the DMs. Cool. Things started clicking for Amy. Flying out to Cairns to speak at a real estate investing in a mastermind from a former student, which is awesome, Josh. These are all really good, guys. These are all really, really, really good. And I'm not doing this for like purpose or sake of anything other than I want you guys to take what I'm about to share with you away at the same time too, right? So all those things are really good, right? I went through an exercise with our team yesterday about, let me ask you guys a question actually, since we're doing this interactively more than anything else. What do you guys think creates results and good results? You can just unmute or mention it if that makes sense. Consistency is accurate, yes. Not the exact word I'm looking for though.
Understanding.
I mean, that's not wrong, but it's not what I'm looking for. Inputs, warmer, Matt, much warmer. Mindset change. All right, that's Yanis giving us a win. That's awesome. 5K drop, nice. What do you guys think is the action is, inputs and action are much warmer, but not the exact word that I'm looking for. I have a word I'm looking for, right? When you have a child and he's not acting the way you would like him to act, what would you say he has? Bad.
Discipline.
Discipline, no.
Behavior.
Behaviors, there we go. That's the word I'm looking for, right? He has bad behaviors because behaviors are what create the outcomes that we want, right? And something I went through with our team yesterday was about self-assessing our own behavior so that we can see, are we actually on track to hit the targets and goals that we want? Or are our current behaviors going to put us in a position where we're going to end up with more of the same and fucking nothing in the next month, if that makes sense? Now, this may not actually just be the inputs and KPIs. Can anyone else give me an example or two of what they think behavior might be or examples of behaviors that they might want to actually keep in check or be present in mind about good behavior to create the life that you guys want, the business that you want, the income that you want? Anyone, interactive nature here today, right? Just shout it out if you can think of any.
Yeah, so the guys are getting me to shift from doing client work first to doing my work first during mm-hmm. the day.
That's a very good behavior.
That was something that, I don't know, was a bit of a shell shock, but it makes sense.
That's a good behavior. What else? What's another good behavior that you think that should be addressed or assessed that has nothing to do with like possible inputs or whatever it is? No? No one? Nothing?
Tracking your numbers.
Fucking trash behaviors then, hey? Maybe that's why people aren't winning you anywhere near as much as they'd actually like to. Taking care of yourself is good, yes. Get enough sleep, yes. Not drinking all night, yes. Absolutely.
Routines.
Routines is accurate, yes. Non-negotiables, yes. Everyone's non-negotiables are going to be different at the same time too. Do you know the first place I look to ask questions around when someone's in a slump?
Their numbers.
Nope.
Is it like health, how they're eating, if they're getting on exercising and stuff?
My first question is, have you drank any fucking water today? My second question is, yeah, I just see all these bottles going up now, right? My second question is, how long have you been sitting at the fucking computer for? Have you even gotten up to take a break today? Have you gone for a walk? Did you wake up and go straight to the computer because Hormozy said so? Are you actually taking care of your health? Have you been going to the gym? Have you been actually looking after your body? Have you been planning your days the day before so you can walk into your day and crush it the day after, like a high-performance athlete would, if that makes sense? And usually what I find out is the person ended up in a position where their behavior was that of a chained dog to a desk who was depleted with no energy inside them because they weren't drinking enough water, they didn't have the right food in their system, they weren't going for a walk because their owner wasn't taking them for a walk, and they were decrepit and dying inside a house, if that makes sense. Now, that's definitely just a dog and not none of you guys. None of you guys would do any of that to yourselves because you don't hate yourself that much, right? You definitely wouldn't do that. Behavior is really important here, right? We actually did something a little while ago. We had the whole team in Vegas, right? And everyone's energy was like fucking Satan himself was just looking at it because that's how far down it was, if that makes sense. I was like, haha, fuck all you guys, right? When I started realizing why everyone was actually performing really low, it's because no one was training. Everyone was like trying to prove that they could be the person that could do everything, if that makes sense. But training was bad, so that was being thrown out the window. They weren't drinking enough water on a daily basis, which just threw them off in a really terrible way. And they weren't actually, funnily enough, behavior and inputs at the same time too, right? They weren't doing things that were creating good energy for themselves, because there's only so long you can go looking at problems without creating good energy for yourself that will help you walk through the problems and the trials before you start deteriorating, quite literally, right? Burnout, self-doubt. These are like symptoms of like, oh, you need to just get away from the computer for a while, right? It's like burnout or self-doubt or just a genuine sense of like, ugh, I don't know if I can go on anymore, if that makes sense, right? These are all symptoms of those things, if that makes sense. And one of the best things I look at or can do or look at in these situations is like, okay, what are the person's behaviors on a daily basis, right? Like, are they getting up? And there was a study done on the top performing entrepreneurs and sales reps in the world. I forget who did this study, but most of the people who are top and best would wake up and have at least a 3-hour gap between where they are, like when they wake up and when their first call is or whatever it is, if that makes sense, right? And in that period of time, they would either go for a walk or hit the gym. But what's really fucking interesting is they would go and listen to past successes of theirs on that morning period of time or walk or whatever it is, right? So listening to past sales calls that actually closed so you can remember what that sounds like, or reviewing things that you've done that have worked really well in the past for yourself or for clients. So you build up a level of self-trust and like just belief in self that like, oh, anything that comes up today, we're going to be able to crush and tackle, if that makes sense, right? This is really important if you're taking a lot of calls, because like a string of like 3 bad calls can just send you on a fucking, on a loop, if that makes sense, right? And you end up hating yourself for a long period of time, right? But should you not actually be taking a lot of calls, one of the best things you can do is like go and look at all your client results of a morning, right? And look at, fuck, we do some really good stuff. And then you can get back out there and show the world how good we are. You find you're better in marketing. You'll find that you have more energy for the day because you're like, oh, I actually don't suck. I, as a human, do not suck at all. We actually have a lot of good things happening. And looking at all the things that are working at the same time too. And then maybe like a podcast or something to listen to, or like possibly listen to a past call from this group to upgrade some skills or get some new insight or whatever it is, or showing up to these calls or whatever it is. Like, that's what creates good energy for the day. You've moved, you've drank enough water, whether you've had breakfast or not. I typically don't eat personally until like midday or whatever it is. But It's like good behavior creates a world where you guys need to actually be putting good mental inputs on a daily basis of past wins of yours, where you can give yourself enough belief to say, oh, today has the possibility of being a great day because I'm remembering all the good stuff that we've done so far, if that makes sense. That's a great behavior. A really, 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 really good behavior. Because the amount of self-doubt that people typically tend to have on a daily basis is just fucking insane, especially as entrepreneurs. Or whatever it is. But where this becomes 10 fucking times more important is when you guys have team on board. Anyone on here, hands up if you guys ever want to have a sales team on board one day. Awesome. So it's the whole fucking person, like the whole club here, right? Let's go. Awesome. Love it. This becomes so much more important when you have to pull your sales reps out of a slump, because they are humans who make mistakes, who are trying to impress you and also not get fired at the same time as well. And they will destroy their health before they end up actually creating a world where they will create the best results for you. Right? And there are lead indicating actions, i.e. inputs, and a lag indication of things that happen. A great example of this, guys, you do outbound for 3 weeks. You reach out to 400 people or whatever it is, right? For the 2 weeks after that, you're still booking calls and you're still signing clients, right? But you've stopped the outbound at that time. And then 3 weeks later, you go, fuck, my pipeline is flat because there was no activity done. And that makes everything really bad. So the lag indicator, even if you did a lot of work and you're still getting outcome from that, the lag indicator is going to end at some point unless you keep doing the inputs, if that makes sense. Same goes for creating a world where you can be high performing and have good energy for yourself and for your team every single day too. The inputs, going to the gym, eating right, all that stuff. If you don't do it after a month of doing it, you can sustain and have great energy and all this stuff for about a week or two. And then it just starts deteriorating heavily again. And you guys end up in a puddle of, oh, everything's so bad. And I was like, have you guys even drank any water? It's like, no, I haven't. Oh, okay. So if you guys just maybe did that like consistently, like things would be different, if that makes sense, right? Now, there's two other things that are really important here. Number one, what good behaviors are, right? But number two is who on here is over the age of 18? Everyone here is over the age of 18? Fantastic. You know what that means? You're a fucking adult who can make big decisions for themselves, right? And you don't need other people to make decisions for you. It means you're an adult and you get the privilege of making decisions for yourself, right? Awesome. Which means you get to choose how you want to behave on a daily basis. Now, there is one system that I found that's helped a lot with this for myself and for the team. And when I don't do this, I am a puddle of mess. If I don't do this, I'm a puddle of mess. And it is simple as a behavioral change daily SOP. Right? Now, I'm going to run into two things on this. So in the morning, we want to find out, like, what am I grateful for, right? And fight to find something. I usually look for something that happened yesterday, right? I sit there and I write these down most mornings. If I don't do it, I typically have a shitty day or whatever it is, right? But now I'm looking for behavior change, right? What am I grateful for this morning? And I'll find something. I usually try and find three things. And I usually try and sit with it for a bit because it creates good energy. But when I'm looking for something that I'm grateful for, what I'm actually looking for, if I'm completely honest, is where are the progresses that I have made that I can find joy in, that I can be grateful for the past X period of time? Because if I don't look for those things, I will consistently feel like I'm not where I want to be. And I never get the privilege of seeing the actual progresses that I have made. And this is in any area of your life where you want to actually see more better happen, right? The main areas I typically look for this are like, how am I showing up? Am I showing up as a better human? And the way I would know that is my energy good? Am I less depressed? Am I showing up for the team in a way where they feel like they're supported? One of the things that I was grateful for yesterday was like, I walked through this with our team and I could tell a sense of relief in all of them. And for me, that was something that I was unbelievably grateful for, because that sense of relief is what's going to help them create consistent energy for a long period of time, which helps them become better people, them make more money, them get better results. And as a consequence of that, we start seeing more happen within the business at the same time too. And that's something to be really fucking honestly grateful for. And none of it was money. Who would have thought? None of it was a call. Who would have thought? Right? You have to look for these things because it's what will create the energy for you to keep going to get the great results you do want, if that makes sense. Then it's then after we've built some good energy, looked at what's working well for us, right? It's like, cool, what would make today great, right? And think about it. What if, like, if there were three things I would do today, like, what would make it great today, right? Is it a call being booked? Is it a client being signed? What would make today great? Like, what would, if I were to sit here and I were to wonder, this will make my day fucking amazing, what would that look like? And the question is, what would need to happen to do that? And who would I need to be in order to make that happen? This is where you get to choose your behavior for the day. If I want three calls today, well, who do I need to be in order for that to happen? What would I need to do? Or if I want to sign three clients today, because that's not off limits, right? What would need to happen? Who would I need to be? And what behavior would I need to actually be focused on all day long? Something that I do a lot with this, and like, just quickly, like, quick check-in. Is this helpful at all for you guys? Because this behavioral change stuff is probably more important than teaching you skill, right? Quick check-in from anyone. What's anyone taking away from this so far? It's only one or two things. Just unmute or whatever it is it's called.
It's just like emotional consistency. Sort of like putting yourself in a consistent sort of mindset each day. Because personally, I find I wake up and it's sort of like roll the dice and see how I feel. And I thought this sort of takes that out of it, you know?
I wake up angry as fuck most days because I'm an aggressive human, right? But I have to choose to channel that aggression. Like right now, I am channeling that aggression towards making you guys better humans. Because otherwise, I'll go out there and fight people in the fucking streets of Parramatta Road. I'm telling you, it's real. One more. That was awesome though, Oliver. Unbelievably good, right? It's emotional, but it's also visualization, right? What would I want today to look like? Like, what would I want to happen today? And who do I need to be? This is the behavioral stuff, if that makes sense, right? And are my actions congruent? Are my inputs congruent? Is what I'm doing congruent based on the things that I said I wanted to happen? Because did anyone else in here say that, I'm not sure if everyone's hand went up, but like, did everyone else in here say that they were a fucking adult before? Awesome. So as adults, we don't have anyone coming to save us. As much as you think Faris or Stephen's going to save you, that's not their job. Your job is to save yourself, right? And the reality is that if you don't have those inputs happening and you aren't reviewing these things on a daily basis, then it's unlikely that you're going to win long term, right? You can win for a short period of time, but long term, it's going to be hard to win. Now, something I learned, because I'm actually quite a negative human, right? Like, I'm definitely more, like, if there's gap and gain, I'm definitely more a gap thinker, right? I'm like, everything's fucked. This is bad. The world is falling down around me. Like, I'm definitely more a gap thinker than a gain thinker. So I have to work hard at looking at things that are progressing, if that makes sense. Do you know what's really interesting, though? I found magic in it, right? I found magic in it. Because as a gap thinker, who in here is more a gap thinker than a gain thinker? They're more like, looking at negative as opposed to positive. Yeah? Only a couple of you guys? So the rest of you guys are liars. Good on you. Or just unwilling to say it, right? So the interesting thing about this is because we're so fucking good at finding the gap, I found magic in it. And I started asking the question, like, what do I not want to happen today? What do I not want to happen again today that keeps happening every fucking day that I'm fucking sick of? That if I just acted in good behavior in such a way that if I didn't act like a fucking four-year-old girl, I could probably do this. And then what behaviors do I need to exude on a daily basis? Right? I did this on the weekend. I'm like, what do I not want to happen this week? I don't want our team to be in doubt anymore. I don't want to feel like I'm not in control of the marketing and the sales process this week. I don't want those things to happen. I don't want to feel like I'm going to not be able to handle this week. And then the question is like, well, what would you need to do to avoid preventable problems from happening? I was doing it as I was walking into conversations with people because I've been fairly pissed off lately. And that's okay. I'm an angry human. I'm totally cool with it. But like, Faris are going to ask me a question or whatever it is. In my head, I'd have to ask myself the question, who do I not want to be right now? Because my immediate response is fuck off. But that's not who I want to be, right? So I'd have to ask, like, who do I not want to be around? I don't want to be the guys that tells someone to fuck off and makes everyone feel bad. So what's left is like, okay, just act like a fucking adult and just deal with the situation that's there, like a real fucking human would, right? What I found to be really interesting is that my behavior changed better when I looked at what I didn't want happening. And then after I looked at all the things that I didn't want to happen, it actually gave me a list of things that I really did want to happen every single day. And I could chase those things really heavily at the same time too. Helpful at all, guys? Awesome. One last thing on this. Now, it's actually two last things on this. So that's the morning. That's how I spend my morning. Like, who do I need to be? And like, what do I not want to happen today? And who do I need to avoid being? And what's my plan for that, right? Like, that's kind of the rationale behind it, right? Like, if you ask yourself and sit with yourself for long enough, you'll find the answers to these questions, right? Then in the evening, right? I want to ask, the first question I ask you guys, what were the highlights from this week or whatever it is, right? You have to look for the highlights. You have to dig for them. You have to like really work at finding highlights. Otherwise, you'll turn into a depressed mess. That's it, right? I think of it like an NBA game. Like, what were the highlights from watching fucking 2003 Shaquille O'Neal break fucking backboards, right? Like, that shit would have been put on the highlight reel on ESPN. What is it in your day that if you really looked for it, could you find things that were a highlight? And again, because I'm actually a negative thinker, I'm like, oh, I can't fucking find anything. Like a fucking absolute idiot, me, I'm not speaking about anyone else, I'm speaking about me, right? I will go and ask myself the question of like, okay, out of 10, how was my day today? And I'm like, 3. Like, okay, that sucks. Why wasn't it a 1 though? And you have to defend why it wasn't a 1, which will actually give you the highlights of the day, right? Which will create the energy for you at the same time too. Where did this start? It started at behavior, right? This all started at behavior, right? The biggest question I like to ask on a daily basis, and I ask it at frequency, is what could I have done better today, right? What could I have done better? What do I wish would have happened? What could I have implemented better? And this is like a self-assessment inside of like, how could my behavior have been different today that would have got me more of what I want and less of what I don't want? What could I have done better? Where did I fuck up that if I just wasn't X or didn't do Y, everything could have gone better today, if that makes sense? Where did I act like a fucking 2-year-old as opposed to a grown adult? Where did I show up unprepared for something, which made things 10 times worse? And what could I have done better to prepare for that? And how will I do that tomorrow before the next time that happens at the same time as well? What could I have done better to prepare for the meeting that I just had? What could I have done better for the client campaign that just fucking crashed? What could I have done better for X, Y, Z? Asking yourself these questions on a daily basis will create a world where you have a self-assessment. Being an adult, you get to make the change. It's your life. No one's coming to save you. You get to choose what I'm going to do. That will actually create a world where you will be able to change your own behavior and get the results that you want, right? Does anyone think that a question like, what could I have done better today, would actually be able to be something that would help them a lot in creating better results in their life? What could I have done better today? Because like, there's multiple options from that. You either know what to do and you can change it, like a fucking grown adult, right? Because that's a choice if you don't. Or you realize it's a skill deficit and you can actually ask someone for help. Hey, I need help in this. This is where I've been a 2-year-old lately. Help me with this, please, right? You want to know where I really amplify this? There was a book. Has anyone in here read Ed Milet's book, The Power of One More? Great book. 10 out of 10. Probably one of my favorite books, right? Everyone should grab themselves a copy. Unbelievably good. It's probably helped create more of what I want in my life than many other books out there at the same time too, because it's definitely a mindset more than anything else, right? But I'll give you guys an excerpt from one part.
What's the book called?
He talks about time being, it's The Power of One More by Ed Milet. He talks about time and the way he sees time, right? Now, most people see the time as a.m., p.m., 12 to 12, right? The way he sees time is there's 3 days in every day. There's 6 a.m. to 12 p.m., 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. You get 3 days every day, right? Now, when I'm in a slump personally, I do that exercise 3 times. How could I have behaved better earlier today that I don't want to take past lunch today? What do I wish could happen after 12 p.m. between 6 p.m. And what would I need to do to change the trajectory of the day, even if it's been a shit day so far or whatever it is, that would help me create a world where I actually get better results in my life or what I want at the same time as well. And I started doing it three times. Realistically, it's more probably two morning, but it was like usually around 7 a.m., then around 12 or 1, and then around 5 or 6 p.m. With the intent of like, oh, just because something bad happens to someone doesn't mean the whole day has to be thrown out, if that makes sense. That's a choice too. That's a bad behavior, right? And I know this isn't cool business stuff, but you can be the best operator in the world and you act a fucking four-year-old of bad behavior, and then you lose everything. This might even show up in your relationships somehow. Maybe you're an absolute dick to your partner, and if you just changed your behavior around it, everything could be better. Or whatever insert area may be coming up inside you right now that makes you feel like, ah, I could be better there. You probably could, and you probably should, because that's your conscious saying you have better inside you, if that makes sense, right? When I do this stuff, I am a 10 out of 10 most days because I create that. Did it yesterday. It was tough, man. I only closed 3 clients yesterday. Tough day because I'm like, well, no one else, because the team's been in a slump, so I had to go through this. I'm like, well, no one else is doing it, so I'm going to go do it, right? Tough day for all involved, especially for the people who had to watch it happen, right? Anyway, to close this out, right? Because Pastor Chris is speaking to the church today, right? To close this out, right? There isn't a day that you guys can't turn around, and there isn't a day where you guys are in a position where you can't turn it around yourselves, but you need to have a system in place to do that. There needs to be a daily assessment of behavior and what change behavior may need to take in order for you to become the version of yourself who you deep down said that you wanted to be, so you can create the outcomes and results in your life that you said that you wanted so badly. I shared something at our Arizona event, and it kind of pissed some people off. And it was, everyone in this room, what you have in your life right now is exactly what you want. Otherwise, you'd have something different. Are you happy with what you have right now? Most people are like, no. I'm like, cool. So that's what you wanted so badly. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there. And whose choice is as to whether you change what you have right now and what behaviors would need to happen in order for you to change that? Some people got pissed off at me, and that's okay. My job is to trigger people. Like, I literally do that for a living. Imagine that for a living, right? Go trigger some people. Let's have fun with that.